From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian airstrikes hit one of the remaining hospitals in Aleppo, Syria on Saturday, knocking it out of service. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the local coordination committee said that one person was killed in the airstrike. Talal Abu Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says that airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around seven air raids. The attack came as Russia warned the United States that attacks on Syrian government forces could have repercussions across the Middle East. Russian news agencies quoted a foreign ministry spokeswoman as saying that a U.S. intervention against the Syrian army would lead to terrible tectonic consequences not only on the territory of this country, but also in the region as a whole. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian aircraft, have renewed their offensive against Aleppo after a deal brokered with the United States for a cessation of hostilities and the delivery of humanitarian aid broke down. In the race for the White House, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit Hillary Clinton by attempting to make former President Bill Clinton's sexual indiscretions a central issue of the campaign. In an interview with the New York Times newspaper, Trump said he believes the negative attacks will help him win over more women voters, two-thirds of which view him unfavorably. The Clinton campaign has apparently tried to preempt Trump's attacks by releasing audio of Bill Clinton discussing his marriage with Hillary. Trump's verbal attacks come despite the fact that the real estate mogul is on his third marriage. Two previous marriages ended in divorce. This is VOA News. Pope Francis rounded up his visit to Georgia with a trip to a historic town and another meeting with the Patriarch of the Georgian Orthodox Church. Speaking at the 11th century Svetishkoveli Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told Patriarch Ilya II that he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians, Catholic and Orthodox alike. Earlier, the pontiff said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended after the Orthodox Patriarch said that Orthodox believers should not attend a Catholic Mass. Francis leaves Georgia on Sunday for a day-long stop in overwhelmingly Muslim Azerbaijan before returning to Rome. At least two people have been killed and six others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somali security forces rocked the capital Mogadishu Saturday. A security official told VOA Somali service that a white Toyota Corolla filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. That restaurant is used by civilians as well as national security forces who work at a nearby prison run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, the group said it carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the nearby prison. President Barack Obama has urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly media address, the president said that many households need paid sick leave because both parents have to work.
Today, having both parents in the workforce is an economic necessity for many families. But right now, millions of Americans don't have access to even a single day of paid sick leave.
The president's comments came 2 days after the U.S. Labor Department finalized rules requiring federal government contractors to provide sick leave for up to 7 days per year. The White House says a record share of private sector workers now have access to paid sick leave, but nearly 600,000 employees do not currently have a single day of paid sick leave. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 230 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. It is forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast on Monday. Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for portions of Haiti, and Cuba has declared a state of emergency in 5 provinces. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.